This is the part of welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwisakodie, the senior pastor of the World Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
our week of exceeding grace for permanent victory. I'll say it again. This is our week. And the reading for exceeding grace is that some grace, some victory cannot happen without grace. Yes. Where you have come to, it will take exceeding grace. You will hear that somebody went to do a surgery. Whatever problem it is was gone. But after 5 years, they say it has come back. I think the victory is not permanent. There are many of us hanging here. All our victories are temporal. And this week, God is saying, I wish somebody is awake. The one you have and the one you are about to have, there shall be a permanent victory. That 2029, your finances was okay.
Okay.
Then 2020, it became some way. I think the victory is not permanent. Because a temporal victory brings you to the place of trial and error. I want to give you the prerequisite. Okay. 4 prerequisites for permanent victory.
Amen.
Amen. Because it doesn't just happen. The word of God is called the truth. When everything is a lie, in God's word you speak the truth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
John chapter 17 and verse number 7, Jesus said, sanctify them by thy truth. Because thy word is truth. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed? Then you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So when it comes like this, you receive it. I have seen people who live in some countries, and for a better example, like United States, they give them 10 years green card. But when they are going to renew, they find a reason not to renew it.
Hey.
Yes. Does it happen? Praise God. Does it happen? Yes. Victory is not.
Yes, sir.
So God is not a joker. He is what he says.
Yes, yes.
God will bring you establishment. But believing his prophet brings you prosperity. This week, your prosperity will be permanent.
Amen.
Your health will be permanent.
Amen.
Your triumph, financial blessing will be permanent.
Amen.
We are talking about exceeding grace. I remember when it came to my spirit, I was praying in my room and the Lord dropped this one. So I wrote it. Permanent victory. The Lord said, how would you accomplish it? So I went back and I was praying and said that it can happen by my grace. Everybody that became meaningful in the Bible is connected to grace.
Yes, sir.
It's nothing about you that look like you did it because you are special or you are no. None of them. Abraham, Noah. The Bible said the wickedness of men were just too much for God. And he repented the Lord that he has made man. And this one God said, I will wipe up man from the surface of the earth. But Noah found grace. Apostle Paul said, I am what I am. King Agrippa told me, your much learning has made you mad. He said, it's not mad. It means that even the kings, you know that Paul was a learned man. He was a lawyer, studied under Gamaliel. He was a very intelligent lawyer. No wonder God made him write 2/3 of the New Testament. Paul will just pick whatever go to Paul's spirit stays. He has a retentive memory. Paul can just retain it. But he said, don't tie it to learned lawyer. Don't tie it to law. What I am doing is by grace. So listen, where you come from, how far you have come, the battles you have fought, it can only happen by exceeding grace. So this week, we are tapping into grace that every victory will be permanent.
Amen.
How does the marriage start so well and end like this? The victory was not permanent. With that permanent victory, you will start and not finish. And it doesn't matter how you fight, you start. It's the finishing that is the issue. Everybody can start, but not everybody can finish. But when anointing of permanent victory comes upon you, listen, not even sin or mistake can cancel purpose. Because many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the purpose of God. So, when you come to the place of permanent victory, not even sin. And you know what? The confidence I have in this prophetic word is that there is one thing I've learned from God over 3 decades. That God never starts anything until he finishes it. Once you see God talking and it's completed, he never starts anything until he finishes it. So he's the only one who can speak the end from the beginning. That is why he's Alpha. So don't know him as Alpha, you must know him as Omega. That statement means that he knows the end right from the beginning. So in the midst of all the failure that is happening, God said, you are not going to have a permanent victory. It means that once it has come out of God's mouth, it is settled in heaven.
Amen.
If you are clapping and shouting, that is it. Permanent victory does not permit your enemies to laugh at you. No. They can laugh yesterday, but they will bow down their head tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
That's a way of revolutionizing your life. Permanent victory. That's me, that there's somebody here, you are not going to see that trouble again.
Amen.
No. You are not going to see it again. You are not going to see financial up and down. Do you know something? Let me show you permanent victory. In the first place, his mother struggled before he gave birth to him. And when he was born, the first thing is that his father exits slavery. So it was at the birth of Joseph that they left the house of labor. Benjamin was born on the road where his mother passed away. But Joseph was a loving child of his father. When Joseph was born, it was that time that Jacob left the slavery of labor. His father loved him. He had a vision of what he's going to be. The picture of his future. But it brought enviness. When they saw him come, they said, here comes the dreamer, let's kill him. So the main purpose of the attack was killing. His senior brother Reuben came and said, no, don't let us say innocent blood. They put him in a pit. From the pit, they took him and sold him. He had his brothers bargaining and they sold him to the Ishmaelites. From the pit to Potiphar's house. He got there and everything. Don't forget, his father loved him before he was sold. So that looked like victory. He was the preferable one among brothers. But it didn't last for long. He stepped into Potiphar's house. He became the head of the servant. Even though he was the least, it didn't last for long. As a result of that, it led him to prison.
Yes, sir.
He was in prison and he was almost like one of the prison officers.
Yes, sir.
Because the Bible specifically said the officers committed everything into the prison into his hand. So he was an ex-convict operating like a prison officer. Yes, he was there sharing food, everything. In fact, in the prison, he started a church and the name of the church is Interpretation of Dreams. And he was giving hope to everybody. When he gives you a word, it comes to pass. Watch this. It looks like what's really going on in my heart. Have you ever come to the place and do an evaluation of your life? The state around your conception, at the time you were born, the things that happen, some of them you can't even talk about it up to this time. What has a man that has a dream with his father and his brothers bowing doing in prison? Sometimes there have to be a pain before permanent. Listen. But this is where the permanent victory came. After he became a prime minister, we didn't hear any negative thing again. That victory was after he became, when Pharaoh removed his, now listen, the victory was so permanent that it made him forget pain. He said, God has made me to forget. Without permanent victory, the pain, the memory of the pain continues. Without permanent victory. Permanent victory. Your family has experienced too much defeat. It is so bad that it has even affected those who are in the land of opportunity. So when the victory is not permanent, America will be nothing to you. Wow. You'll be in the center of blessing and still be struggling. You can commit all things in your hand. You will walk around kings and still be struggling. The purpose of putting you around kings does not even affect anybody. God put you around kings because people pray you to into the kings. But when they came, the people that pray for you doesn't enjoy anything from you. I don't know who this one is for. Fathers have defeat. Mothers have defeat.
Professor.
It seems everywhere you go. When the finances are not good, then the hospital report to is not good. Then everything is coming. And this thing, when it comes from left, right, center. And from north, south, east, and west. As if you are being squeezed in the center. You can't turn back. You can't turn front. You can't turn left. Let me tell you something. What do you do when there is mountain on the left and the right? A sea is in front. The enemies are coming from the back. So don't tell me Israel cried because they were in unbelief. It appeared that time that the victory was temporal. Are we not the one that the people let us exit? Why are they chasing us back? There is nothing so frightening than exiting prison as if you are going back there again. Exiting slavery as if you are going back. So seeing the Egyptians coming in Israel, you are back to slavery. Exceeding grace means that you have to be prayerful.
Amen. Amen.
Because hear this. If you are prayerful, you'll be graceful.
Amen.
I want to give you this. In order to have a permanent victory, number one, I'm going to mention four things. You have to make a decision to be victorious. Number one, decision to be victorious. You have to decide from today that according to the word God has spoken, I refuse to be a failure. If God said I'm going to have permanent victory, then nothing in my life that look like victory will be temporal again. Amen. So number one, you have to decide. Number two, you must be determined. You decide. You are determined. Decision will naturally, after you decided to win, you must be determined to win. So you make a decision. You are determined.
Yes, sir.
And please, after you are determined, be disciplined. You decide, you are determined, you discipline yourself to make sure that you don't become a failure. So decision, determination, discipline, and then after discipline, make sure you are diligent to fulfill it. Decision, determination, discipline, and then diligent. Decision, determination, discipline, and then you become diligent. Take me to Luke chapter 5. I'm reading from verse number 17. Luke chapter 5 and verse number 17. Take me. My goodness. I'm going to talk about it. And it came to pass on a certain day that he was teaching. And that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting there. I don't know what they were doing there. But some reason they came. Amen. I want to read it again. It came to pass on a certain day that Jesus was teaching, and there were Pharisees, doctors of the law. These are the people who hate Jesus. Sitting by, watching, sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal. My goodness. Decision. Behold, men brought in the bed a man which was taken with palsy. It's a kind of sickness that makes you shake. You sinful. Don't let me explain it. So that when you are there, you have something in my head and you call it palsy. So let me leave it there. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. Oh my goodness. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in, because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop. So number one, probably the Bible will not give detail. John said, if all the things Jesus said, we have to write them books in the world, cannot contain it. It's in your Bible, in the book of John. Get into the last chapter and the ending of John's message. He said that everything Jesus did, if we have to write them books, so probably they were talking. They heard people talking about his miracles, casting out demons, healing the sick, raising the dead. This dear friend was in the house. He was sick, paralyzed, palsy, he cannot walk. And when they heard about Jesus, they make a decision. The decision was that, listen, if what we are hearing is true, let's go and pick our friend. So they went there, picked him from the house. I can hear him say, why are you taking me? They said, no, there is a man we have heard. We are taking you there. We are tired of this, you're lying down. No, from today, you will not sit here for anybody to take off. We are taking you there. So they make a decision to take him. He decided to go with them. He cannot walk. So he's depending on them to take him to Jesus. When they came to the place Jesus was preaching, please, can we go inside, my friend? Go where? Where are you going to pass? The Bible says, so window, no space. Doors, no space. No place there. It will take determination to persevere. Yeah. Because everything there looks like this is an impossible case. Why are we going to go there? So it's so tight. All the houses are choked. All the places are covered. Why am I going to go there? Listen, it takes determination to win. You are not going to win because the prophetic word has come. Today you must make a decision. This sickness must end. This delay must end. I must have my breakthrough. It's a decision I make. It's a, I said before you, death and life, blessings and curses, but choose life. It's a choice you make. God is not going to choose for you. God is not going to make a decision for you. You got to make a decision yourself. So they decided. It doesn't matter. Impossible case. Nowhere to pass. You can't go through the window. People are there. You can't go through the doors. They won't even mind you, my friend. You are sick, so what? Me too, I'm sick. Do you know why I'm standing here? Do you know the time I came here? I was here yesterday night. I heard it was coming. No. So, I mean, people don't care about your sickness. You can also tell the problem that they are going through. So, doors closed, windows closed, tight. Everybody was not there. So, they were going around. They went there. And as if everything is going, oh, what's going to happen? What is going to happen? They decide. They were determined to bring him to Jesus Christ. But with the determination, wow, they were talking to one another. They were determination. And after that, they disciplined themselves enough never to take their brother back. They were so disciplined. The brother was saying that. Then I heard the four talking and say, so what do we do? What do we do? But one said, let's pray about it. Let's pray that God will give us direction. So they joined their hand. Moko Shadi Baya. Baku said, hey, I have an idea. What idea is that? The roof. Huh? Listen. Then their friend heard about the roof. He said, did I hear roof? What's going to happen? He said, you're coming. He said, please. Me and I'm already dead. If you carry me to this roof, there, and I can hear one say, when we get to the roof, what happened? He said, let me go to Pram Pram Johnson and get hammer and bench bar. Because going to the roof is not enough. You must remove the roofing sheets. So he said, let me get bench bar. Let me get there. Let me get some hammer. Let me get some hammer. Let me get bench bar. Jesus Christ. After you decide and you are determined, you are disciplined, it takes diligence. Because if you are not diligent, you can't climb the roof. No wonder you come back to church and when you don't see the man of God, you get angry. It's a sign of your lack of diligence. It's a sign. It's a sign. One person came to Jesus and he said, my daughter is vexed of the devil. Jesus didn't mind her. A Syrophoenician woman, a Canaanite woman. He is not a Jew, but he believed he can get a breakthrough. He make a decision to meet Jesus. Jesus will not mind her. Jesus will not talk to her. The disciples came and said, get her away from this woman, is disturbing her. What is he shouting around her and following us like that? What is it? When Jesus opened his mouth and talked, he said, madam, please, I am not sent to people like you. I am sent to the Lordship of Israel. And the kind of people I minister, you are not one of them. You cannot even follow in us because you are a nuisance. And it's better you stay away. I think that was wrong. You know, he said, master, help me. I understand. Jesus opened him up and said, you don't take the children's bread and give it to dogs. It means that I told you already that you are not one of the people I minister to, but since you want me to go to the details, you are a dog. And we don't pray for dogs. We don't do that. You can imagine it is you. The anger and offense, the apprehension. You are going back with your insult and your sickness. Who cares? You are the only beggar with a choice. You have never made a decision to be free. You are not determined. And there is no discipline on your side. Jesus called somebody a dog so we can call you elephant. And this is what shocked me. The Bible said, when Jesus said you are a dog, the woman knelt down and worshipped. He worshipped and told Jesus, I am not denying my dog status. I have agreed I am a dog. I love being a dog. But Jesus, I want to preach to you a second. Can I preach to you a second? I'm sorry you are a God. No, who preaches to you? But this one, give me 1 second to preach. Say, so what is this dog? What message do you have? He said, have you ever been to the house of the rich man? The dogs don't eat at the dining hotel. But when the rich man dropped the crumbs, so I am not changing my status as a dog. But give me the bones, the crumbs. That is what I'm looking for. I am determined that I am not going back. It doesn't matter what you say. Oh, somebody who loves Jesus will be clapping. I feel like preaching anyway. If you don't lose, I see my voice is tired, but I feel like preaching. He said, I don't want the food. I don't want the mutu. I don't want the jollof rice. I don't even want the gravy stew. Give me the crumbs. The crumb that came out of the tilapia. The crumb that came out of the catfish. That's what I'm looking for. The dogs eat of the crumbs. The dogs don't go hungry because they are dogs. The dogs get the food. The only difference the food of the master and the dog is that the other one is crumbs. So I'm not asking for the main dish. Give me this and say, oh woman, great is your faith. You are making a decision. You are determined. You have disciplined yourself. And your diligence has given you a miracle. Go in peace. And thy faith has made you. What are you going to do this week? Are you going to back without your attitude? Protruding your mouth above your nose. And walking around. I've seen people come. These people push them a little bit. They get angry. No. The people around me, they were trained to protect. Sometimes the training comes from high power. They say, this man is the most important thing. This man, when the devil comes, I'll strike the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. Yes. So there is a target on the shepherd. Yes. So they say, protect him. Yes. By his heart, he might not be able to push anybody away. Yes. But some of the people can be suspicious. Yes. So they send them, they train them. Yes. They do that. It's not me alone. There is a realm you come to. Even Jesus, some of his disciples has a knife in their pocket. Yes. Because the way these people are trying to stone you, Peter cut cut off somebody's ear. And if the master didn't stop it, this is a fisherman, it could have been another story. So listen. No. You cannot just walk to the president of Ghana's office and great Coco, you want to meet him. One man told me, I have an appointment with this man. And my appointed time, the time they give me lasted for 1 year. It means that I went to see the president today. They say, fine, he has given you audience, but come 2022, 24th October. That is the time he can have. When we check his timetable, you can get angry and go. Some never get even the appointment at all. Some never. They will tell you, go and see the minister, go and see the vice president. When you go, it's full. They say, go and see the chief of staff. When you go, it's full. They say, go to the district chief executive. What are you talking about? And some of those things, it's a case. Do you remember a guy in Benin Power called Augusta? Augustus, Pastor Martin, you remember Augustus also? She works with wildlife. The guy has married for almost 6-8 years without a child. He came to Bedding Power first. She wanted to see me. He called me. And I said, okay, wait for me. I'm coming. He stayed in Bedding Power from morning. I even forgotten that I have appointment with somebody. Finally, when I got there 5 years, that's, oh, hey, I forgot you are here. But anyway, I just finished something. I can't wait. So you go. That thing went on for 2 weeks. Come, sometime, okay, I'll talk to you after all night. All night, I won't mind. The first time God spoke to me, God said he has qualified. That is the way I pray. When I met him, I heard the voice of the people say that he has qualified for the miracle. When I pray for her, when the doctor said your wife can never conceive, she conceived the first child. By the time the child was 6 months, she conceived again. Yeah. By the time the second child was, I'm telling you, he's dead. Once in a while, he comes out. No, 2 weeks. I didn't have time. A lot of people has mixed their miracle. Because when they came, Jesus called them dogs. And they feel like, who are you to call me a dog? Is it because I'm looking for a miracle? And who dare you to call me a dog? And they go back with their trouble. Listen, girl, listen, listen. Naaman almost went back with his lepers. Without determination, without discipline. Listen. Who saved Naaman was a servant. He said, master, when you came and he tell you to do something hard, wouldn't you have done it? You have let us ride donkey from Syria to this place and you are turning back. Why are you angry? He said, I taught the prophet to walk to me and lift his hand. So he has own premeditated idea about how God should meet him. And because God didn't come that way, listen to what he said. Are there no better rivers in Syria? Then go and lie in them. It's not about water. When I come back and I lift a bottle of water and I lift it up and I pour on you, don't just go and think that I can also get a potter's dew and pour. It's not the same. When it's in my hand, it's not the same as when it's in your hands.
Potter's R is brought to us by Potter's Dew Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's R. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-47-2655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the